Welcome to Tenacious Living Radio Show, where you can transform overwhelm with grace, gratitude, and tenacity. Featuring your host, Carrie Ann Barron, intuitive life coach, integrated energy therapy practitioner, certified peer worker, fearless life trainer, international best-selling author, and Ironman triathlete. Carrie Ann helps individuals regain control of their life by moving into a space of possibilities. Carrie Ann's guests will be sharing their own knowledge, transforming their overwhelm with tenacity and more.
Everyone to the Tenacious Living Radio Show. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. My voice is going throat, going numb already. It is going to be an amazing show. Tenacious Living is all about living life to the fullest and transforming overwhelm with grace, gratitude, and tenacity. And I have such a wonderful guest lined up. Before I introduce her, though, I would just want to share what's been going on in the Tenacious Living organization. As you guys know, we are a personal transformation program development organization, and we've got so many different divisions going right now. Obviously, we've got the radio show, but we're also launching a book, and it is going to be an anthology book with 29 to 30 amazing authors who are going to be sharing how they turned their life around, how they regained their life from that overwhelm, anxiety, panic, post-traumatic stress. And it's just going to be such an amazing opportunity to learn how they did it. We're not going to be focusing so much on the why or how they got there, but it's going to be the how did they get out? How did they take the effort to really regain control that the direction that their life was headed? So I'm super excited to be looking for people to apply for that book. So if you want to be part of Tenacious Living, this movement that's happening where we're taking back control of our lives, you'll want to be part of this book project. And it's going to be Tenacious Living -CYA, which is going to be Choose Your Adventure. So it's Tenacious Living, Choose Your Adventure. So you have the ability to choose the adventure that you take your life on. And the book is going to be all about that. And then we've got our online community that is getting launched as we are wrapping up the intro price from the Telesummit and the Global Emotional Awakening Telesummit. And we're opening the doors to our Tenacious Living online community, where we're going to be having roundtable discussions with the teachers from the Telesummit, as well as exclusive calls with some of those teachers as well, helping you, Susie Casey, Joe Dibley, Kelly Falardu, Dr. Richard Jaluselich. They're all going to be joining us one-on-one and really taking you through some of the learnings that they just touched on during the Telesummit. And then myself, I'm offering my mentorship and my coaching for the 3 months. If you're a gold member, you get mentorship from me for 3 months in addition to all of those teachers. And then with the platinum membership, you get access to that community for a full year. It's an insane, it's amazing what we're doing. And I'm so excited to be opening up the doors to the Tenacious Living community. And that leads me to Tammy, our guest. Without her, I would not have been able to pull the Telesummit together as nicely as I did. So Tammy, before I get into anything further about you, welcome to the show. It's great to have you here.
Thank you for having me. It's awesome to be here.
I'm so excited to hear your voice. It's so great. Most of the time when Tammy and I are communicating, it's through chats because we're both busy doing our stuff and we don't have time to talk, but we have time to type. So it's nice to hear her voice from time to time. So I want to share that Tammy Newmiller, she has been dubbed the Internet Miracle Worker and is an international best-selling co-author. She started her virtual assistant business in 1999 before the term VA was a coined phrase and has since morphed it into a diverse internet support and training entity. Her love for computers and code surpasses the everyday struggles of technology, and her passion extends into non-toxic health and helping others easily find natural resources. Tammy, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm glad to share this time with you.
It's wonderful. I'm so excited. So, you know, I believe that you are an internet miracle worker for me. Like, unbelievable. The things that you pulled off during that telesummit was just amazing. So I love the fact that you're calling yourself the internet miracle worker. It is amazing.
I've had a few clients say that, and it just kind of stuck.
Well, I'm glad it did. So your bio mentioned that you're an international best-selling co-author. Can you tell us a little bit about that and what that's all about?
Yes, actually, the book that I co-authored with was The Missing Piece in Business, and I had... there was an amazing amount of women, I believe about 29 women, that gave insights into business and how to be successful and what they've considered their missing piece. And it's a really great accumulation of knowledge from different areas. And my particular chapter was all about knowing your no, because in today's world, we need to be positive, but we also need to be positive in a way that doesn't take away from us and drain us. So knowing our no is a very important aspect so that we can be true to ourselves and keep that energy that we need to make it through, because it can be a struggle from time to time.
Yeah. Why do you think that is?
Well, I think we in this day and age, and I don't know, I sort of feel like especially women who are working, whether they're working a job or working a business, we tend to expect to be superwoman. And we feel that we can do it all, and then we end up selling ourselves short because we're so tired after it all that there's nothing left.
So how do you get to know your no? How do you start to understand that?
Well, first, you need to sort of respect yourself and be honest with yourself in what you will and won't allow. Whether you're speaking, whether you're working for someone or whether you have your own business, it's very important to be honest with yourself and know where your own personal boundaries are. Like for me, for instance, one of my personal boundaries is I am no accountant. I can do stuff online, but as soon as I start getting into the accounting and the bookkeeping, I get stressed out and my taxes are late and it's really a really nasty affair. So, you know, honoring myself and knowing my limitations in that aspect, I choose to, you know that that's a no for me. So I find someone who can take care of that and that I'm comfortable with taking over that aspect of my business.
Mm. So that's, you know, it sounds like to a lot of people that would be like, oh, I'm giving up control, but there's nothing wrong with giving that control up, is there?
No, absolutely not. And I totally understand that too. Right now, you know, I'm working towards having some people work with me and it's difficult to let go of those things, especially when you've been a one-man show for so long. You know, it's almost a part of you, and letting go of that is like giving up a part, or you feel it's not going to be taken care of properly. And that's a legitimate fear, because if you don't know the people who are taking it over, it can be a big concern. But it's better, if you're not strong in that area, to find someone you're comfortable with so that you know that it's being taken care of in the proper way. And then you can focus on what you're strongest at or what you love to do, because if you put yourself into the position where you are doing all these things that are not your passion or not your strong suit and you're really not liking it, eventually you're not going to like what you're doing as a whole. And it's going to be one of those, do I have to go to work? You know, whether or whether, you know, it's for yourself or somebody else, it becomes drudgery, right?
Yeah. So what do you, like, when people, we want to do it all. I want to do it all too. I really do. And, you know, when you guys that are listening, when I first met Tammy, it was a big deal for me to say, I need your help. I need your support. I can do it, but it's not exactly where I want to be centering my energy on. And when you connect someone that has that passion and can help you move through that, it's truly amazing that you can allow it to be simple. Do you think, like, Tammy lets people's life be simple by helping us with what she does? When you hear me say that, what do you think?
Oh, well, I kind of think, wow. I do that, really, you know. But I've always wanted to help people because I know, well, you know, like when you talk about the overwhelm, I know how overwhelming it can be, finding what can work online, making it work online. Sometimes making it work online can be more challenging than finding it in the first place. And for me, it's just what I do. And I love it. So knowing that I can alleviate some of that stress and some of that overwhelm, it's awesome, you know, because we all have overwhelm somewhere. Mm-hmm. And it's great to know that I can assist in, you know, reducing or eliminating some of that.
I talk about transforming overwhelm. However, when it comes to technology, you help me transform my overwhelm. And that's why I wanted to share with the world who you are, because, you know, it's all about living tenaciously. It's all about keep trying things that aren't working. But if you're banging your head against something that you're not good at, let someone else do it. Seriously, people, it's the best feeling in the world to, like, I surrender, have it all, take it.
Absolutely.
So with that being said, Tammy, how did you even get into all of this? Like, you talk about it being 1999 before VA was even a coined phrase. Like, how did you do all of this?
Well, yeah, actually, I've always had a love of computers. You know, way back in 92, I had honors in computers, in micro business. I mean, this was before Windows was even around. I mean, it was the old DOS systems and the green screens. And I always had that passion. But of course, you know, at that time, and I was also a single parent, it was, how in the world do I even get into that? The only thing I could do really was secretarial. And so I started in there, but every time I wanted to advance, I got this block. And it was like, no, we love you where you are. We don't want you to go to another department or whatever. And so then I get frustrated and say, okay, fine, I quit. And I'd find another job where it would take me that next step. And through this whole progression and this journey, I never stayed at one job more than a year and a half. I always hit that wall and I say, okay, see you later. And in 97, 98, I started with this very, very small office. I was the office manager. I was the tech support. I was the receptionist. And I was given sort of the freedom. I was the only woman in the office, and there was like four other people, four guys. And I was given the freedom to do stuff. I started taking courses online on web design. I was given the freedom to be able to maintain their computers. I was pulling them apart and replacing pieces. And I really loved that. And it got so slow that I swear, I've never knit so much in my life. I knit four sweaters at that job. And I finished my HTML training, so I knew the code and everything. And I built myself a web page, and I put it out there that I would be your online secretary. And lo and behold, if one company wasn't looking for specifically that, and they contacted me. And I was like in awe that this could even happen. So I said to my boss at the time, I said, you know what? You guys are so slow. You don't even need me. Lay me off. And he's like, oh, no, we can't do that. And I'm like, yeah, please, please, lay me off. So I went then on a course on being an entrepreneur. And from there, it just started to grow. Now, it wasn't all of a sudden, boom, I had a bunch of clients and away we went. It went sort of in installments. And the universe took me on a whole big trip where, you know, I worked for a while on this, but then we needed money. So then I'd go back and I'd do some temping and work my business at the same time. And then they would get slow, so they'd lay me off so then I could work my business. And it got to a point where I was working for this commercial real estate company, and my business all of a sudden was just starting to explode. And I was getting really panicked because I had a full-time job and I had my business, and I was getting overwhelmed and tired, and I had a couple of kids. And so I said, okay, I'm going to go part-time at my full-time job. And they said, great, we'll keep you because we don't want to lose you. And I'm like, great. And the universe said, uh-uh, you're going to sink or swim, baby. And they fired me. So it was like, wow. But I never went back. It was what I needed, and it just really put me out there and showed me that, yes, this is what I could do. And I didn't have to stick with secretarial, and I could move it in any way that I want and make what I want out of it.
So how did that move? Like, I just love hearing your story. It's so amazing because it really does epitomize what Tenacious Living, and you've obviously become very familiar with the theme of Tenacious Living throughout the course of our joint venture recently. Yeah. But wouldn't you say, like, you allowed things to be easy, like, if I'm not meant to be there, I'll accept it and we'll move on. And do you think that that's part, like, because you mentioned the universe, right? So do you believe that grace and the universe and the gratitude, it kind of all falls into place? And how does that, especially on your journey?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I'm not saying that there's only one perfect way and, because
some of our listeners are going, what? There isn't? Come on, seriously?
Well, you know, there is a way that is easier, and then there's a way that can make it very difficult. But I believe it's all learning. It's not right or it's wrong. It's learning. It's learning about you and about your path, and we can always learn things about ourselves.
What did you learn about yourself?
Oh, well, I learned
that you want to share.
Well, you know, I learned that I was okay in stepping out there and giving it a shot, because I personally, like, everybody is different and everybody has different, you know, needs and aspirations. I was personally one of those people that I did not want to be held down by a 9-to-5 and someone else's idea of where we should be going, and I'll give you holidays when I want to, your kid has a sick day, this is the end of the world, no, you can't leave the office. I really didn't want to be there anymore. I wanted to branch out and be able to take control of my journey. And that was a big thing for me. And it was always what kept me going, even through the hard times. I mean, you know, we went through financial difficulties. I swear my husband is a saint, because this whole path of me starting my business, you know, it wasn't instant gratification and money in the bank. It was definitely a slow moving path. And it's still a journey. I'm not done yet. It's still going.
So where do you find yourself on your journey right now? Because it's all, So I'm like, where can I take this? This is pretty awesome. So that, you know, the tenacity. So you're tenacious. You're determined to make the best life that you could possibly make for yourself. Absolutely. So where do you see, from where you started in 99 to where you're now, to where you're going, how do you feel that tenacity and that, some of us call it stubbornness. I lovingly call it stubbornness, bullheadedness. But, you know, when you start to use it to support you and empower you to move into your life rather than holding you back, like you said, working for someone else, you know, because we can be very determined to make it work, right? But if it's ultimately not working for you, what's the point? So let's take that desire and that drive and make it work for us. So can you just share how you – just share, please.
Just share. Well, it is a bit of stubbornness. I like the word tenacity, though, because it has an energy to it that really is amazing. Stubborn, we tend to look at it in a negative way, but, you know, really, in the right frame, it's not. Mm-hmm. It can be very useful. I mean, we all go through downsides of our life, and heaven knows I've had my share. But being stubborn within yourself to keep moving forward is one of the very important things that help us get through those times, because no life is perfect and it's not without challenge. And the stubborn or tenacity part of us, tenacious part of us, is something that, you know, keeps going saying, no, you know what? We can get through this. There's, you know, light at the other side somewhere, and I'm going to get there, right?
Yeah.
And it's so important.
It is. So from 99 to now, to where you see yourself, did you, in 99, when you put that first coding in for your very first website, which was probably dial-up connection, we all know what that's all about, right? The DOS-based stuff, to where you are today, where you're like doing a diverse internet support. And did I read this right? You're training, but I want people to understand that you're actually training people on stuff now. So from where you started to where you are now, what's been the biggest insight or awesomeness? I use the word awesomeness because what do you think has been the most surprising thing by you taking back that control and really embracing your own authenticity?
Uh-oh. Hello. Thank you for calling. No one is currently available to take your call. Please leave a message after the tone. Thank you.
Hi, I'm not sure what's happened. I'm going to assume we're still online. Are you there, Tammy? Oh, we're connecting. So, seems like we're having some challenges.
Hello, thank you for calling. No one is currently available to take your call. Please leave a message after the tone. Thank you.
This is what tenacious living is all about. So we're going to try and get her back, but while she's away, I am really, you know, just having her talk, and, you know, she's been on this journey since 1999. So I think we're good. I think everything's good. My radio producer said, right, she's back now, so we're good. We're not sure what happened, but we're back and live. The Tenacious Living Radio Show is back. Yay!
Yay!
And we're good. So, Tammy, awesome. I love that. It was perfect timing. It was perfect timing, wasn't it?
Absolutely. Hey, the perfect timing to everything.
There is. So, from 99 to now, what's the biggest thing that you've noticed in your life that's really supported you, and the biggest, like, when you look at everything that you've done, what's your biggest aha moment right now?
Right now, well, that's a tough question. Well, without realizing, probably one of my big motivators that became more of a motivator later in life was my children. Instead of being I still work a lot, but instead of being a completely absentee parent and them in daycare most of the day and everything else, it's given me the opportunity to spend more time with them, go to school plays, and still be able to maintain the financial necessities that we need for them and for our home. And as far as the real thing that's supported me the most, I have to say, it's been my husband, because he's believed in me every step of the way.
Mm, I love that. How did you two meet?
Actually, we met at work. It was before I got started in my online businesses. I was working as a single parent, as I mentioned before. I was working two jobs. I had a day job in an office and a night job. I worked for Federal Express. And then I would get home at like midnight and crash and burn until I had to get up the next morning and do it all again 5 days a week. And he worked at Federal Express as well, and that's where we met.
Ah, Federal Express. Interesting.
Yeah.
Good things come to you in packages, right?
Yeah. Absolutely.
So he's been really supportive of everything that you've been moving through. So that's cool. I think, you know, it's important to know that, you know, even though it's our own spirit that helps us move through this, it's, you need help. And I think that's what you'd bring with your work, right? You support people when they need that support. And it's just great. So you're like my husband. No, just kidding. That's the tenacity in me coming out.
There
people.
You go.
So, you know, you also talked a little bit about, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, I heard another plunk. I wasn't sure what that was all about. So someone must have came online. I just love this. Technology is such an amazing thing because it brings us so close together when we're so far apart. Mm-hmm. And yet anything can go. Anything can happen.
Exactly. Nothing is a given. That's for sure.
So the day before, 2 days before we launched the telesummit, something happened with one of the things. There was some weird internet virus thing happening, and you were able to literally work miracles at keeping everything cohesive. How do you do that when you know what's kind of happening and what's going on?
Well, I feel that it's part of it is knowing that there's almost always other options or solutions. And one of the key factors, I mean, things will go wrong. It's just one of those things. But one of the big things is to be flexible and know that you can find an option, or, you know, even when you come across options when you don't need them, it's great to just sort of tuck them in the back of your hat, because you never know when it's going to arise. And that's something that I find really helps me in my business, because really technology, if the Pentagon can be, you know, hacked into, then nobody's safe, right?
That's so true.
it's important to be flexible and know how to search out alternatives. That's one of the keys for sure.
So how did you learn? Or was that just something that you innately have in you? Or did you have to learn how to start looking for these options? Because what you've done for me has been beyond. Like my mouth is literally on the floor at some of the things that you've been able to figure out for us at last minute. So how did you acquire that skill?
Well, I guess one of the big things is knowing, for me, I don't know if it was necessarily a learned skill or something that I just, you know, part of the tenacious part of me that just knows there's more out there and I'll find it somehow, some way. But I've always been one that it's like, okay, I'm going to make this work. You want this done? We'll find a solution. And, you know, maybe it's even a couple of solutions melded together to get the desired results. But there's got to be a way. Right? Where there's a will, there's a way. I was told that ever since I was like, you know, a small, tiny child. And the thing is just knowing then how to look for it. And being that I'm virtual, of course, I have the world at my fingertips working online. And it's just a matter of, you know, consistently going through information and knowing what you're looking for so that you don't waste time on shiny objects that have nothing to do with what you're seeking, right?
Shiny object.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a little bit of a between Tammy and I, we all off like, Tammy, what do you think about this? Shiny object. Okay, fine. That's why she's doing the research, not me. Okay. I want to ask you a little bit about your passion, which is the non-toxic health and helping others easily find natural resources. Mm-hmm. And I know that comes from a little bit of a background. You can share as much or as little as you want, but where did that passion come from, and how does your desire to help people transfer into that? Because it's two sides of a different coin, right?
Right, right. Yeah, technology and natural living are almost as far apart as you can get. But I grew up with my grandparents, and my grandmother was forever trying out all these different health foods. And you got to think, back in the 70s and 80s, it was gross. You know, really, a health food tasted awful. And, you know, I mean, we knew we had to be healthy and we knew we had to eat different things. But the thing is, too, the scale of it wasn't like it is now. Fast forward to about 7-8 years ago. And we were actually expecting a little boy. And what really catapulted me into research was the fact that at 21 weeks, my water broke and there was nothing the doctors could do. I went to the hospital and basically I was told I had to give labor to my baby so he could die. He was alive. He was moving. He was perfectly healthy from what they could tell, but things had started and nothing could be stopped. Mm-hmm. And that was really devastating for us. It was a really kick. And I mean, working for myself, at least it gave me the opportunity to do my grieving and my mourning and, you know, not lose a job in the process. I, you know, managed to get through and deal with my clients at that time, in a skeletal sort of a way, but I was able to work through it and move on. But it really made me look, because I knew something was wrong, but the doctors kept telling me there was nothing wrong. And so I went back to them and I said, look, I need to know what happened. And they said, well, you know, we don't do tests until you've lost 3 children. And I'm like, I'm not waiting that long. You're going to do something about this now. Mm-hmm. So we went through the whole gamut and nothing. They could not find anything. They did an autopsy. They did testing. They did everything. And there was not one thing. No, you're perfectly healthy. There's nothing wrong. It's just one of those things. Mm. And we decided, okay, well, you know, we know nature can be very volatile at times and things happen without knowing why. So we just sort of took that and we sat with that. And as things carried on, we felt we couldn't conceive again. So we resolved to the fact that there were going to be no more children and we just left it alone. And it wasn't until a couple years later, my body was changing. I was starting to see some real negative side effects and my skin was turning scaly and red. It almost looked like rosacea, but it was like scaly and terrible. And my husband was saying like, what's wrong? I said, I have no idea. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't until a radio program where he heard of negative side effects to a common chemical sweetener. And he came home and he said, honey, look this up. do some research, because I had already begun looking at different things, you know, processed foods, dyes in foods, you know, all these different things, because I wanted the best for my family. Mm-hmm. So I started doing research on that. And if not, lo and behold, the common side effects of it were the skin problems that I was having, other health issues that I was having, and fertility. Mm-hmm. And it was a real shock, because it's something that's touted as safe. And even to this day, they will argue with you and tell you that it's perfectly safe and there's nothing wrong with it. And, you know, there was something else at work there. But it was the only thing I changed in my diet. I eliminated it completely from my system. It took about 2 years, but my skin came back to normal. Mm-hmm. And it was about a year after that, we found out we were pregnant. And we were not expecting that at all. So, of course, by that time, I was like, what? But we moved through the pregnancy with absolutely no problems. He was born and a healthy boy. And that was the only thing I had changed in my day-to-day regime. So that really inspired me to move forward to research more and give people an opportunity to find resources so they can do their own research and find out what's best for them and their health.
You're overwhelmed. What is one tip that you could share with our listeners today about procrastination?
Well, procrastination, one thing to remember when you're putting things off is that they pile up later, because they sit there. And, you know, it then you're overwhelmed, right?
Exactly.
So if you don't feel like doing a lot today, because, I mean, we have those days. We all have those days where it's like, really? No, you know, I'm just going to wait till tomorrow, or I'm going to wait till Tuesday, you know. And a good way to move through that and actually start to get a bit of mojo going is saying, one thing. I'm going to do one thing right now and focus on that one thing. And when you start to see results, or to see it happening, like, you know, getting completed, the completed product, then you start saying, oh, well, you know, I could do one more thing. And instead of trying to look at everything as a whole, take it piece by piece, because then sometimes our procrastination is because fear, or because of overwhelm, or we're stressed out and, you know what, I just don't want to touch that. It's there's multiple different reasons why we do it. But if we decide just one piece, then that can help us move past it.
Mm. What would you say would be the easiest piece to start with?
The easiest piece to start with? Well, I guess it depends on what you're procrastinating on.
As I'm saying that question, I'm like, that wasn't a very specific question.
Well, you know, for some people, a good way to get started is, what's the fastest, simplest little piece? Like, is there one small little thing that's not going to take you very long, but you're going to feel great when it's finished? And, you know, because if you tackle something really large first, you might kind of, you know, start working out and go, really, why am I doing this? I don't want to do this right now. But if you do one small thing that you know you could accomplish in like 10, 15 minutes, get it done. And then you're like, hey, you know what? That wasn't too bad. Now we can look to the next thing.
Mm. Earlier, you were talking about know your no, right? Mm-hmm. And now you're talking about procrastination. So the one, know your no, like, we're doing everything, yet at the same time, we're procrastinating. So there's a bit of a fairly large gap between those two things, right?
Overexerting
and doing everything, yet at the same time, we find we're procrastinating. How is that possible if we always feel like we're always doing everything?
Well, I think sometimes when we are procrastinating, it could be because we have not honored our no. And we're putting things off that, like for me and my accounting and getting 3 years behind on income tax, you know, it's like there's some major procrastination there. But it was also one of my biggest, weakest areas, and I hated it. So, you know, when we honor ourselves, then we can also move through the procrastination by, you know, outsourcing or, you know, asking someone else for help, or depending on what the task is too, right? It comes down to, why are you stalling?
Mm.
We have a reason for stalling and not doing something. And we have a why for doing stuff. We have a why for not doing stuff. And we kind of need to ask ourselves, okay, what's stopping me from mm-hmm. this thing, right? And then that helps us move past it as well. Because if we know why, then we can ask our brain, what can I do to move forward? Our brain will always answer us. So you don't want to say, what's wrong with me? Because it'll find 1,001 reasons of what ideas of what's wrong. So you need to pose it the question of, you know, what can I do to make this better, so that your brain starts working in a positive way to move you past that point.
Hmm. So it's really, they're actually the same thing, right? Knowing your no.
And procrastination, yeah.
We could actually be procrastinating at saying no.
It's true too, yeah. And it's being taken advantage of, absolutely.
Now we're getting really deep here. I like it. I love it. But, you know, it's true though, because you talked about self-care, honoring yourself, understanding what your limitations are, being willing to outsource. Like, all of that seems like so much. But when you choose to do just one of those things, it's amazing how that overwhelm can just shift just ever so slightly and allow everything else to fall into place. Do you think the universe supports us in picking which one to choose first, Tammy?
I think it could, absolutely. I mean, we obviously have the ability to sort of siphon through things and you know, make our own choices. But I think too, when we listen internally, like to, you know, what some people will call intuition or the universe or whatnot, then it can, I believe it may shorten our path a little bit, right? In the direction that we're going.
Yes. Shorten our path. So where do you see your path going? Where do you see yourself?
Oh, I see myself on a plane to vacation somewhere in a couple of years. That's where I see myself. You know, that's a really loaded question when you're talking to someone who has kids and a business and a, you know, things going on. You feel like you left your cape at the dry cleaners because there's so many things are going on and you think you can't fly anymore. But, no, I see, well, I mean, obviously I see the academy getting started so that training can happen and obviously helping more people to deal with their overwhelm on the side of technology, whether it's to help them deal with it themselves or to have someone assist in that area. But now, one of my big goals is definitely to be able to take my first vacation in like 7 or 8 years.
Well, I'm in full support of that. Although I'll miss you while you're gone.
It won't be long. I have to get back to a computer somewhere.
Yeah. How long can you, just on that note, how long can you go without being connected, Tammy? What is your no for that?
Well, you see, that's a difficult thing because you have to learn to step away. But I have to allow myself to disconnect at least one day a week because I need to do that for my family so that they know that I am giving them full attention instead of divided. And I would like to obviously get that to a point where I'm comfortable in allowing that to be for about a week. Obviously not all the time because, you know, then that doesn't, you know, help things move forward. But it's important to anyone to be able to allow themselves that time for them. Because if you don't take that time, you can never rejuvenate and re-empower yourself to start in again. You start to get tired and not be able to focus like you should.
Mm-hmm. So would you say that powering down is actually repowering yourself?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, in more ways than one. On a non-toxic side, you need to power down and give your body a break from the technology and your Wi-Fi and the cell phones and all of that, but also for your mental state of mind. We get so wrapped up in our Facebook and our screen time and TV and everything else that you need to be able to have that time to just turn off and be with people, because mm-hmm. people really help feed the soul. And technology is soulless, but connecting with people and outside energy is really important for us and our psyche, I believe, personally.
Yes. I seem to recall getting a message from you during the telesummit saying, Carrie, go outside, get some fresh air. Like, what? Oh, right.
Disconnect. Yeah.
Literally, people, she made me disconnect. She took care of me in more than one way during that week. And, you know, it was such a great telesummit, Tammy. We're getting close to wrapping up here. Is there something you'd like to share about the telesummit experience, working with me, and then how it's impacted you? Or was there something that you learned through the telesummit that you want to share?
It was really great working with everyone who participated. The energy that everyone brought was just amazing. Like, I'm all about the energy, and because it's, even though it's intangible, it's almost tangible. It's a misnomer, but it's really important to connect with people and working with you. Your vision and everything was so great. It just, it was almost like a person could completely see it before it came to realization, because you had it all in your head and you knew where you were going with it. But, everyone was awesome. And listening to the interviews, it was very inspiring and reaffirming, right? That we all have our low moments, and we can have the power within us to move through that and, you know, be better people for it and change our experiences and come out on the other side stronger for it. You know, it's really amazing the transformation that we can take through anything.
Mm-hmm. Mm. I like that. It is all about growth, and it is about transformation, and the transformation can be so, so powerful and so empowering, right? We're so often we think that we need to do something for someone else, but when we really take care of ourselves, we're actually taking care of the world.
It's true. Yeah.
Wow. How can people find out about you, Tammy? Tell us your website, all your details.
My website is staffelacarte.com, and we provide obviously lots of different types of support depending on what people are looking for, and we will be in a few months opening up Staff a la Carte Academy, which will be linked to our main site as well. So
nice. I'm so excited about that. Staff a la carte, where did that name come from? Last question, and then I'm wrapping up.
Actually, my husband came up with that. I used to be known as Crystal Wolf Consulting, and I did that for a while when I first started my business, and he goes, what is that? And I'm like, well, you know, it's support, it's that. And he goes, you know, you sound like you could be consulting for an oil dig. So I'm like, okay, well, it's time to coin a new phrase. And so being that I was considered a virtual secretary at the time, as opposed to internet support, it was, you know, staff a la carte. Of course, now I have people asking me if I'm a temp agency, but, you know, no, I'm not, just to clarify. But it really sort of worked all around, because you don't need to hire somebody necessarily. You can get the a la carte items that just is going to help you get out of your overwhelm.
Oh, I love it. It's so amazing. Yeah. Tammy, thank you so much for joining us. And you proved that you are a miracle worker during this call. He came back so fast to us. It was amazing. We don't know exactly what happened there, but thank you for your tenacity and your perseverance in joining us in this call.
Well, thank you for having me. I really enjoy talking with you and everything. Your energy is awesome.
Oh, thank you. I accept that. Thank you with gratitude. All right, people. Her energy is amazing too. Big round of applause. Yay!
Are you interested in appearing on Tenacious Living Radio Show? Do you have a tenacious spirit and a transformational story to share? Carrie Ann wants to hear from you. Contact her at www.tenaciousliving.org. We will see you next week, same day and time. Thank you for joining us.